your hands to yourself.
We all make choices about alcohol. Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad. Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hey, guess what? We just hit the top of the hour here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. We're going into the fourth hour of the Viva La Mock radio program. You know what that means. It's time to get into the mock. It is. Before I get into the mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Yeah, Attic Records, they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all those stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. It's Attic Records in Millvale. You can reach them at 412-821-8484. But would you believe it was on this very day, Mary Poppins made its film debut back in 1964. So we are celebrating the music of Mary Poppins and just Mary Poppins herself with a song, a set of, I don't know what it is, like eight songs that we call the Mock. So Mary Poppins is going under the Mock light tonight, and we're going to start things off from his It Feels So Good When I Stop album and Joe Pernice.
Jim Jiminy, Jim Jiminy, Jim Jim Cherry, a sweep is as lucky can be. Jim Jiminy, Jim Jiminy, Jim Jim Cheroo, good luck will rub off when I shake hands with you. Oh, blow me a kiss, and that's lucky too.
Good luck will rub off when I sing Jim Jiminy. I'm really tired of this Lawrence Welk shit.
Go, go, go. go to Sana, go to Sana, go, go, go. Please go to Sana, go to Sana, go, go, go. Please go to Sana, go to Sana, go, go, go. Please go to Sana, go to Sana, go, go, go. Please go to Sana, go to Sana, go, go.
Please let them go to Sana, go to Sana, go, go, go.
job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and snap the jobs again. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. A robin feather in his nest has very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song will move the job along. For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. Honeybees that fetch the nectar from the flowers to the throne never tire of buzzing to and fro, no, because they take a little nip from every flower that they sip, and hence they find their task is not a grind. For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. Yeah, in a
Iconic Jr. wrapping up Mary Poppins Mock. Yes, Mary Poppins was released in the theaters in Los Angeles on this day back in 1964, so why not do a Mary Poppins Mock? If you didn't notice, each and every other song was from Mary Poppins, and then the other songs in between mentioned Mary Poppins. That's how it worked. That was the mock. That Harry Connick Jr., yeah, that was him doing his own New Orleans-style jazz version of Spoonful of Sugar. What else was in that set of music? Well, before the Harry Connick Jr., some Circle Jerks went back to Oddities for their song Career Day, because that name dropped Mary Poppins. Vandals in there. Vandals doing their version of Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. A title and a song I can barely say once. Try saying it twice fast, or three times, or sing it like the Vandals did very well. Also played the Wombats in there. Wombats doing Lost in the Post. Suzanne Vega giving us her version of Stay Awake. Weezer went back to the Black Album from Weezer for Too Many Thoughts in My Head. Again, more Mary Poppins name dropping. Garth Hudson gave us that instrumental version of the song Feed the Birds. Pulled that off of a soundtrack, or a compilation actually, called Stay Awake, which was various interpretations of Disney, vintage Disney films that came out back in the late 80s. I'm just mentioning it because, A, it's a fun compilation. You've got the Replacements, Los Lobos, you've got Bill Frisell on it. You even have Ringo Starr. So it's a diverse mix, produced by Hal Wilner. Now, I mention this because we lost Hal a year ago, and I believe we did lose him to COVID, but he put that compilation together, and I just, you know, we're playing it for you, Hal. We are playing it for you, the listener, as well. Before the Garth Hudson, how about some Vic Chestnut, the late Vic Chestnut? Old Hotel off of his Salesman and Bernadette release. And start off the entire set with Joe Pernice. Joe Pernice doing his version of Chim Chim Tree. So that was a Mary Poppins mock. If you have a suggestion for a mock, drop me an email. If you have a suggestion for a song, drop me an email. My email address is wrctrequest@gmail.com. You know, we've got about 27 and a half minutes before we get to the top of the hour and the program ends. So I'm going to cram in. I'm not sure it's a bunch of songs because there's a lot of long songs I want to play. But I have a very special feature for the last half hour of this program because we've moved into the next day. The next day marks the anniversary of, I'll tell you right after this.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just got to hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
So you're asking yourself, Mockster, what is this anniversary you are speaking of? I'm actually speaking of the anniversary of the birth of Leon Theremin. He was a Russian-Soviet electronic musical instruments inventor. He was born in St. Petersburg, Russia, back in 1896 on this day. He passed away at the age of 97 years old back in 1993. So I am honoring Leon Theremin by taking the very next 30 minutes of this program on the anniversary of his birth to play songs that all feature a theremin. That's what I'm doing. And why not start with a classic that probably put the theremin on the map?
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
you now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me excitations.
Just follow.
Flaming Lips from the Soft Bulletin album, wrapping up that set of music, which all featured one instrument. Well, it featured a whole bunch of instruments, and they probably all had guitars and all the good like stuff like that and drums. But I'm saying they all featured the theremin. Yeah, the theremin. Leon Theremin, born on this day in 1896, the inventor of the theremin. So I played a bunch of tracks for you that all featured the theremin. Gomez before that, Shot was the name of the track, went back. Yeah, people are like, Moxter, where's your tribute to Charlie Watts? And I'm like, well, I did play a small Stones tribute a few hours ago, which included like a Stones cover, even an official cover. But I hadn't played a Stones song. There was my Stones song. Yeah, I played Please Go Home featuring the theremin on that track. Pixies in there gave us Valoria. Also some Polyphonic Spree with Light and Day. Reach for the Sun from the beginning stages of album. And started things off with the Beach Boys. Yeah. You're thinking, you know, Moxter, I guess I have heard the theremin in songs, and I just didn't know what it was. So I wanted to pay tribute to Leon Theremin in the anniversary of his birth. Hey, you know what I should tell you? Well, I've still got about a minute and a half. Well, I got about 5 minutes, but I have one more song for you. And then my night's over. Then my day's over. Then my show is over. That's what's over. They knew something was over. I'm over. I got to remind you that the Westmoreland Cleanways and Recycling, located about 40 minutes outside of Pittsburgh in Greensburg, has received a grant to expand its facility to process any and all types of foam mark number 6. That's clean plates, bowls, clamshells, egg cartons, trays, even that block protective packaging foam that you get when you buy like electronics and furniture, that's included. The grant has been made possible through the Foam Recycling Coalition. You can bring your foam to the drop-off center at 355 Pleasant Unity Mutual Road out in Greensburg. For more information, 724-879-4020 or visit westmorelandcleanways.org. Yeah, I got a couple more things to tell you, and then I've got this last song to get to you. A couple more things. For example, the American Red Cross wants you and your family to be prepared for an emergency. You can download any of their free mobile apps and have critical information on what to do in an emergency right there in the palm of your hand. The apps include first aid, hurricane, earthquake, tornado, and wildfire. Find them by searching Red Cross in the Apple iTunes or Google Play stores. This message brought to you by the American Red Cross and your good friends here at WRCT. I got one more song in my theremin set because I was like, you know, Moxter, you'd be remiss if you did not include one of the many bands that feature a theremin. And you're like, many bands? Lots of bands. Lots of Pittsburgh bands, I should say. So let's go to Pittsburgh's own Gothies and their take on Daily Nightly. My last song of the night. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Living through a time in which American capitalism is in decline. The real deep reason why we failed in the face of the pandemic, why we failed to be ready for the umpteenth economic crisis, is because we are a system that is disintegrating. We are headed now under the leadership, unfortunately, of the same two monopoly parties, to increasingly dangerous confrontations with China.
That's Richard Wolff, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Kalia Kuno and Richard Wolff on capitalism, the pandemic, and the two-party monopoly. The pandemic has revealed a huge systemic failure in the ability of the United States to effectively attend to the well-being of millions of its citizens. World-class inequality has exacerbated the situation. You don't need a degree from MIT to figure out the score. The rich get the gold, and most of the rest of us get the shaft. Once the dust settles post-pandemic, there will be a lot less competition out there. Amazon, Walmart, and a few other giants will be left with ear-to-ear grins and swollen bank accounts. Their wealth would make the robber barons of old swoon with envy. The capitalists love to pay lip service to competition, but their real goal is total monopoly control. Politics, the same deal. Your choice is limited to two establishment parties. To talk about capitalism, the pandemic, and the two-party monopoly are Kali Okuno and Richard Wolf. Kali Okuno is the co-founder and executive director of Cooperation Jackson, a grassroots eco-socialist organization dedicated to building a solidarity economy in Mississippi and beyond. Richard Wolf is professor of economics emeritus at UMass Amherst and currently a visiting professor at the New School in New York. The New York Times calls him America's most prominent Marxist economist. This webinar, organized by the Center for Critical Thought, was recorded in mid-November. We begin with Richard Wolf.
The two political parties in this country operate a monopoly, as odious and as contrary to what our stated commitments are as any other monopoly has ever been. We are a country that allows us to go into a drugstore and choose from 25 different brands of toothpaste. You know, the ones with blue dots or red stripes or a magical chemical that will not only improve your teeth, but transform your sex life. And when we go to a car dealership, we get a lot of choice of brands. But when it comes to political parties, oh no, we don't seem to need or want political choice. We don't seem to need or want competition. We get